Welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This show is featuring a GMC show that came on several years ago, but is timeless and classic. It's called The Carpenter's Miracle. We are so pleased to have on today the star of that show, Cameron Matheson. Cameron, welcome to our program.
Hello, how you doing?
Tell us how you got involved in The Carpenter's Miracle.
Yeah, well, basically they asked if I would be interested, and I just kind of started reading the script, and honestly, the script had me in the first couple pages. I really love the character. Josh, who I get to play, he's got a real sense of humility and selflessness that I don't see in a lot of leading men and in leading characters, like, you know, in a leading role. And so I used to play in these kind of roles that are very confident, charming, and kind of womanizing, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a nice change, and I jumped at the chance.
So the role of Josh is this humble, small-town handyman who witnesses a drowning boy, right?
Well, actually, I'm right there as it's happening. Josh is there as it's happening, and kind of dive into that's how the movie starts, trying to save this boy, and ultimately not able to do it, and the boy seemingly dies, which is pretty heavy, pretty intense beginning to the movie. Really kind of grabs you right away, and Josh seemingly brings this boy back to life, and it's left a lot up to the viewer, to the imagination, to see, really kind of, you know, to for people to make their own assumptions. But like you say, the press gets a hold of it, and the fact that he's a carpenter and he happens to live in a renovated church and things like that, so the press kind of really goes crazy with it, and this guy, unlike a lot of people these days, does not want the spotlight and just really wants to kind of go on about his life, and he's a very humble guy, and then it's sort of a story about how in saving this boy's life, he ultimately kind of saves his own and finds new meaning in his life as well. And it's a really beautiful story.
Yeah, I love that. Cameron, do you believe that you are moving to more significant, meaningful roles as an actor?
Well, that's a good question. I'll tell you this, that this particular role definitely has a lot of meaning to me, in that context. That's sort of like I was saying, one of the reasons why I kind of jumped at it. But I hope that it's a sign of sort of things to come as well. I really enjoy feel good stories like this, stories that can maybe help people find maybe miracles in their own life to help develop some faith. So what happens with this with Josh is that he kind of, you know, obviously kind of had a miracle to go on, but at the same time, it really transformed his life. And I think sometimes in our lives, the most difficult things that happen to us can seem really horrible, and then at first, but ultimately, through the lens of a sort of a spiritual outlook, we can learn to get a real spiritual teaching from it, and those difficult things can actually be some of the most meaningful things in our life to propel us into making changes and finding, you know, a lot of lasting happiness that we're all looking for. So I think I was thrilled to kind of, like you say, kind of be part of something that goes beyond just your everyday character. And they're pretty rare, though. You know, I can't imagine every script I read having something as meaningful to me as this one.
Yeah, it's a rare situation. It's so important that whole families can watch a movie together and then talk about it.
That's another good question. Well, you're coming out with some good ones. But I think largely sort of due to was sort of what I was alluding to, and that is that this is like, you know, there's an obvious miracle here, and then in the end of the movie, there's some other things that happen that are kind of like banging Josh over the head, like develop some faith, man, like, you know, have a more meaningful, you know, it was a little bit more exaggerated, and I don't think we all can relate to that in our own lives, but maybe as a family, sit around and look at the little miracles in our lives, like look at the little things that will help us develop some faith and maybe more of a spiritual outlook on life, because I believe that we all have them. We all have these signs. I think that it could be really subtle. You know, it's not like bringing a boy back to life all the time. Sometimes it's just, you know, looking at things that have helped you really develop more patience, or maybe increasing your love, or you're increasing your compassion, or caring more about others, recognizing that when I really truly cherish others, that quality of happiness is so much greater than playing video games or chasing the next, I don't know, designer clothes or whatever it is that people are doing these days. And, you know, recognizing these little miracles, these little signs, these little changes in ourselves, we all have so much potential to change and improve ourselves. And I really believe, like, overcoming addictions or developing less anger in our mind or more compassion, I think those are miracles. And I believe that we have to really take some time and look at them. And by doing that, we can sort of cherish them and expand them and grow them even more. And in a way, this movie helps us do that. So I think that would be a great family conversation.
Well, so do we. We're talking to Cameron Matheson about this great movie, The Carpenter's Miracle. Cameron, in noting your background, we saw that you had done over 1,000 All My Children shows. In retrospect, do you think that today, or maybe 5 years ago, you would have been ready for The Carpenter's Miracle?
Yeah, both personally and professionally. That's a great question. Personally and professionally, no chance. No. I mean, I could have done it, but I don't think the role would have been as, believable. I think there's a certain level of, I actually think that there's even more than 1,000 episodes. I can't remember exactly, but man, it's a lot of episodes. So working in the business, that having that much experience, I'll say, in the business, and as well as my own personal growth outside of work, were both, necessary foundations to, I really think, to try to bring this character and this story to life. So, 5-10 years ago, I was a very different guy, both personally and professionally. And there really comes a sense of confidence and confidence without being cocky. You know, there's a really fine line. And I think as an actor, getting the chance to do something over and over and over again and understanding your strengths and also being honest about your weaknesses, it really allows you to kind of settle in nice and become more grounded as an individual. I think that really helped. Like, for instance, when I showed up on set at this movie, I had a lot of safe choices, we call them, as an actor, like things that I know work well and look good and things that I've used without even knowing it. It's not like a conscious decision, but the director immediately caught them and worked with me and helped me do some sort of physicalities and other things to help this guy become more humble and less, less kind of charming and more awkward and make sense of why he's lived alone all this time. And I think that receiving that kind of feedback immediately, right off the bat, would have been very hard for me 10 years ago. Whereas now I'm very confident. I understand, he was right. He was 100% right. I took the direction. I really made it my own. And from that direction, we were able to really kind of discover this character. So that comes with, there's a lot of confidence in being humble, and understanding that, getting rid of that pride. Pride can sort of get in the way so much.
Well, it sounds like this was the right time and right place for you. And as we close out today's show, can you give some advice to young actors and writers about crafting their stories?
Wow, I want to first say that I don't think I'm really qualified to give that kind of advice. Even though I work in the business and I take other people's words and I make them my own, and I think that's. But I'll try. I definitely will try. I don't want it to come out like I know what I'm talking about in that field. It's a very difficult thing to do. But I really would just encourage people to come at it from the side of the character. Like, I guess that may be a little bit of a basic thing to say, but really understand every single move and decision. Like, there's so many times I get a script and there's so many holes in it. Like, they wanted to get... If you're just writing a story because of, like, things that you want to happen externally, and they're not character driven and make sense, then the people at home are going to feel it. It's just going to be like one kind of event after another, and nobody, it doesn't move people. Whereas if it comes from a backstory and a character and why and every aspect, why does he cross across the room and wear his hair like that and why does he like look down and doesn't make, like whatever it is, to me that makes a good story. So from the side of character development, the events will happen naturally and there'll be so much more meaning. So that's from an actor's point of view, and I'm not a writer, and I don't mean to sound like I'm qualified for that, but that's my advice.
Cameron, thank you so much for your perspective. It's been an honor to have you on today.
Thanks for having me on the show.
We thank Cameron Matheson for his great support and for him being on today, and we also thank the GMC Network and the great shows that they're putting forth for all the family to enjoy. As we always say here, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program. And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours greeting cards and their hilarious Church Kitchen Lady cards. Church Kitchen Ladies are a bunch of maybe 20 million volunteers across the United States that work in 300,000 churches, and they say stuff like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. They also say, crunch tacos, not abs. And you're crazy is showing, you might want to tuck that back in. And one of our favorites is, life is short, lick the bowl. If you want to find out more about the wonderful Church Kitchen Ladies and join their roundtable, go to gracefully-yours.com today and find out about Church Kitchen Ladies and purchase all the rest of the fine Gracefully Yours greeting cards.